I don't think it could have gone any better. What did you think of it? You know, we've lived it for the last sort of 10 days, you know, so I'd be keen to find out what you thought.
Yeah, well, I certainly thoroughly enjoyed it, and I know a lot of the people I've spoken to outside here that you've yet to meet,
yes,
they all enjoyed it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, I got a little bit emotional there at the end. It's been 17 years since I was here last, and it was such a lovely, lovely welcome back. It really, really was.
How has it changed?
I actually do a little bit in the show about how it's changed. The theatre's completely changed. There used to be a central aisle and the balcony was never there. The skyline has changed. The wind farms never used to be here. I don't see the point, do you? I mean, the faster those things go, the windier it gets. We don't need more wind, do we, surely? it's not changed so much, really. Not changed so much. But lovely audience, you know, once again.
Because in those 17 years, this has become the only one.
The only one, yeah. Well, I think recent years it was the only one in Europe, wasn't it? And now I guess somewhere else has closed down, sadly. So we are the last remaining one in the world.
How does it feel to be part of that?
Oh, it's just the best. I've had very, very fond memories of the last time I was here. And to come back and do it all again is just a real treat. It really is. And to be able to put different things into the show as well, you know, the artistic thing that I did with the light painting. For the listeners, it's a photoluminescent canvas or a glow-in-the-dark canvas, and you keep it in the dark so it doesn't have any charge on it. And then just before the performance, we turn all the lights out, take the cover off it, and I use UV torches to paint pictures on it, which stay there just temporarily.
And so you really are a jack of all trades, which you have to be in this show.
I'm a one-man variety show. That's what I've been called recently. Magic and juggling and comedy and now artistry and I like to do it all.
And as you've had something like 10 days,
yep,
to put this all together,
yep,
and you seem to have come together as a really good team.
Oh, it's the best team. It's the best family. It really is. Wonderful, wonderful people. So much talent. Two people who've been on the Got Talent shows, Maria Smithson from Britain's Got Talent and James Bustar from Australia's Got Talent. He was a finalist. And then, of course, soprano singer Emily Yarrow and Rob McVie. Absolutely wonderful. And, of course, Seaside Special Dancers. It wouldn't be the same without them.
So you've had a good night.
I've had a great night.
And obviously now, hopefully a good run.
Yeah, absolutely. A little drinky first, I think. A little celebratory drinky.